WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively down at Fadley's in Lexington Market. Having a couple tech problems, a little listening issue for me. I got two guys here that are ready to talk to me about preparing you for tomorrow. I told you guys that, like, I didn't know you, but you know me somehow. Yeah, and the Coppin State connection was Angel Reese, and you do some work with her. Yes. And then we did a Rotary. I've done one Rotary in my whole life.
Yes.
When you guys came up and said, you were at the Rotary, I'm like, okay. That was about 3 months ago, maybe about November, December.
Yes.
Tell everybody what you guys do, because you send me emails. You got to change your mentality, change your reality.
Oh, yes.
What is your reality?
Oh, my reality is actually being a servant. Been a police officer for close to 10 years now. I've been knowing this great man right here for about the same time, almost 10 years. And we connected just off the bat. We know we have a lot of parallels in our lives. We know a lot of the mutual people. And a lot of our principles, our core values are the same. And it really sparked the idea for us to leverage our profession and to continue to be in our mission with bridging the gap and just being of service.
Talk to me. What's going on? Coppin State, the other... Man, that was a big night out there,
right? It was
a
great night. It was a great night. It was great for the city. It was great for us.
Yes.
You know, and it was great for Coppin.
Well, yeah, it was.
Not the score.
Well, I'd say the same thing. My wife was watching Caitlin Clark play the other night down in Maryland, and we were sitting over Costas, and we'll be there tomorrow. And I said, man, this is an amazing thing that women... basketball, because I mean, I covered high school women's basketball in the late 80s at the Baltimore Sun, and it was always Title IX, and they play, and it's nice, but nobody, now there's a level of focus on these great female athletes, and to see Coppin alive, they're our partner, we're their flagship, have been for about a decade now, and when they told me the LSU was coming out, I'm like, that's a home game. That's what we got to do.
Yes,
that's it.
So for you guys, preparing you for tomorrow, you talk about your work on the streets, officer, things you see here that regular folks don't see to say, this is a need, this is something we can improve upon.
Yes. Well, for me, and I would say this, I'm just being candid, having a uniform on created a barrier, and for good reason. A lot of trust has been lost. And I think it's been throughout the whole entire country. But personally, with me being a police officer, I've known that this uniform, it means so much for many different people for many different reasons. So if we could just change the narrative or restore order, restore trust, restore faith, restore hope, you know, why not try it and not allow the community to feel like we have not done our due diligence. So with preparing you for tomorrow, we're able to offer mentorship, and we foster stronger connections between the community and law enforcement. So that's what we're here to
do. How long you been a law enforcement officer?
8 years now.
8 years. Yeah. Now, how long has this been going on, that this project you guys have been working on?
Oh, man.
Please. So
I love to hear this.
On paper, the project has been going on for less than a year. In March is when we got all of the paperwork back from the IRS. We have a 501c3. Everything is filed, so it's all, you know, legit. But as far as this work and being in the community, it's been going on my entire adult life, almost 20 years.
Where are you guys from? What part of town?
I'm from West Baltimore. A lot of my family
I'm East
is
Baltimore.
From West. South Baltimore.
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from East Parkville area, okay. Dutch Village area, but I also have a lot of strong roots in the West Baltimore Park Heights area as well.
I'm just Dundalk, man. I'm trying to get to know people on the other side of town. I said this West door at Packer Street, I'd never been in that door or out of that door because I always came through the market.
It's my first time in this going through this door right here.
Going through the market.
Yes.
He knew about it. I'm like, come down to Fadley's and meet me. Like, well, the market's closed on the front end. I used to walk through like the big grand entrance over on Utah Street. Now I'm over on this side, and we're about to move about 50 feet down the road here. What are you guys doing at the Rotary that day? Then I met you guys. We were over at Gia's in Little Italy.
Yes.
We were doing the same thing that you were doing. We was coming to present, coming to let everybody know about what it was that we do. But we was actually able to hear your story and everything you had to say, and that's how we... Like you said, we know you now.
Well, these guys threw me on their mailing list. You put me on your mailing list. You took my card that day, and I started getting the mailers, and I had been dreaming up doing this thing this week. And I'm like, that, you know, preparing you for tomorrow, local, all Baltimore. I'm like, I'm going to invite those guys. I didn't know that I, like, knew you guys till you walked in the door. By the way, we got Kevin Moody here, Derek Johnson Jr. They are the guests here. We're at Fadley's. We're doing Crab Cake Row and a cup of Super Bowl. So for you guys as police officers seeing things on the street, what are we trying to accomplish here? What are our goals? What's the mission here? What's this going to look like 5 years from now?
The mission, he's already said it, is to provide mentoring and to foster stronger relationships between the community and police. But, of course, it's preparing youth for tomorrow. So we have a more streamlined goal of dismantling the school-to-prison pipeline. So that you know, building the relationship, like he said, those uniforms, it creates a barrier. And kids, forget kids, everybody, they see us and they're a little, you know, weary. It's police. So we want people to know that we're people. We want people to know that we care. We are from here. I didn't come from another state, I'm from here. I've grown up. Some of the things that people express to me that they are afraid of us because of, I've experienced. And when we go in and we speak to kids, you know, they talk about how can someone who doesn't come from my community really care? But the first question I ask when I come in the room is, who wants to be a police? And none of them raise their hand. So it's to show them that, hey, you could be from here, you can be a part of this, and you can be a part of that change.
Mm.
And and you guys have known each other how long? Since childhood or no?
No, no, just you're as long adults. As we've been in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. But we know a lot of the same people, like a lot of the parallels. He was in the school system. I worked with Shepherd Pratt. I worked with the youth throughout my whole life. I've been a man of service throughout my whole life. So, again, it's like a divine type of order that took place. And for us to be a part of this mission, this purpose, it's just like, man, you can't make this up. Yes.
So other than me just yelling about it and telling our audience, what can people do to help you guys?
Oh, man.
What can our audience do?
Well, you can go on our website. Our website is www.pytinc.org. We have different ways that people could donate. You can reach out at info@pytinc.org so that, you know, if you have any youth, any kids that you would like for us to come and speak to, we'd love to do that. We also have a fundraiser coming up in August. I know you might be interested in this as a sport. We're doing a golf fundraiser. So we'll get that information out.
I don't golf.
You don't golf?
You don't golf?
I don't golf. No.
You never golf?
I've golfed. I make fun of golf because, like, I don't golf. Uh-huh. And since I threw my back out, I mean, if my back were good, I would play baseball again. Because
okay.
I love to play baseball. So if my back were not volatile, like at an L3, L4 level back here.
Wow.
But the thought of swinging a golf club right now feels like I don't want to do that right this minute.
I got some back issues. Yeah.
Maybe some putt-putt.
Yeah,
maybe a little putt-putt. Maybe I would do that.
Okay.
But that's all for
me.
Yeah,
no torque. Just get a little.
Yeah, you can come up there and putt.
But I'll serve drinks. I'll drive the beer cart. I'll do, you know, there's a lot of things I could do.
There will be a beverage cart.
I will serve as an instant putter if you want me to.
Okay.
You know, you need me to come out for like a little, you know,
you
little
see?
12-footer downhill.
Thinking outside the box in terms of volunteering. We love it.
Yeah.
We love it.
August 23rd.
Well, serving drinks is like, that's volunteering, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is.
You'll be
doing a great
helps.
Service.
Yeah. What about morale? Hit it straight.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
CMO and all that.
Dude,
absolutely.
The other problem with golf is everybody's quiet out there. It's like tennis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know.
For focus. You like the,
I prefer a cop and basketball game where everybody could yell.
I enjoyed that.
So how long have you known Angel? We got celebrity people here, man. We got, you said you've been providing some protection for her. She looked like she could protect herself, is what she looked like.
So
especially in the lane.
She can hold on, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We're just watching our six.
Yeah, that's it. That's all. We're making sure nobody sneak up behind her.
But well, you don't want to go playing basketball with her because she'll embarrass you.
No. So what's funny about it is, you know, people see what they see on TV. But that's not her. She's shy, believe it or not. She's quiet. She's calm, right? I told him that the last time she had our
back
to school.
Well, she made quite a name for herself.
She did. But
with the spotlight on her, for better or worse, and she got urinated upon and got rained down on, and like at that moment for taunting or whatever it is, she'll have to live with that, but that's part of competition.
And that's what I was about to say. I think we all have that because I told him, I said, when she get a ball in her hand, it's different. And she was out there, literally had a basketball. She was just, you know, they were just passing the ball back and forth. But literally when the ball gets in her hand, you see this other person.
Yes, her facial,
you know,
expression, everything. It's different.
She has that fire.
Yes.
But what people see on TV and all of that, that was, you know, cast upon her. That's not her.
See, I wasn't as starstruck by her as I was Kim Mulkey's outfit. You know what I'm saying? Because you guys were saying, behind the bench. Saying,
we wait for her to come out.
Yeah.
Like, where is she?
Yeah,
where is
we
she?
Didn't see her. She took forever to come out.
She didn't come out during the shootout.
Yeah.
She wasn't on the court.
She just appeared out of nowhere, right? We were like, is she here?
I'm like, wait, she's got to have an outfit on.
Exactly. Then you couldn't miss her when she came out shining, literally.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a little part of me that I'm an old school wrestling fan, so I appreciate a good Ric Flair, you know, outfit. Or, but she sort of is a Ric Flair of ladies' college basketball coaches, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
We got people actually here having lunch today at Fadley's.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, I got to let you guys go. Promote what you got. Preparing youth for tomorrow. Tell everybody where to find you, how to get involved. Got local police officers here doing the right thing by young
people. Well, you can find us on all social media platforms, PYTINC. It'll come right up. And remember, we have our golfing fundraiser August the 23rd. And yeah, we
just.
You're
writing things down. Just tell them.
PYTINC.
PYT. MD.
PYT's pretty young thing.
PYTINC MD.
On all social media platforms.
Yes. I'm used to saying it, but saying it, yes.
So everybody can remember. That should help you remember. PYT, Michael Jackson. There you go. PYTINCMD, all social media platforms.
I want to love
There we go.
You.
Yes.
And then our website, like we say, that we'll have the information coming out for the golf fundraiser soon. It's already, the date and all of that is already locked in. So
where are we playing?
Pine Ridge.
Pine Ridge. That's Pine right. Ridge. My radio station went by Pine Ridge.
Oh, I told you. Come on over.
Classic 5
Everything
sponsors
is making sense.
WNST. Classic 5. That's one of the Classic 5. They have this beautiful golf simulator there up on the range. It's a fantastic thing. My lady's coming through getting a sandwich here. We got to take a break. Kevin Moody's here. Derek Johnson's here. Preparing you for tomorrow. Next time I see you, it'll be in a rotary or something like that.
A rotary or at the golf course.
If I see you in a police outfit, man, make sure you yell at me, because I'm not like everybody else with the police. I don't interact so much with police unless they're interacting with me.
You see, we're trying to build that barrier. You see the barrier. It's that barrier.
And that's what we try and change. And guess what? Just from being here, we've done that, right?
Yes.
That's the goal. That's the mission.
If you guys were to come in here all like dressed up, I'd have been like, no, but didn't do anything wrong.
You see?
Hope you're not coming to get me.
Stand still. See? It would have been an opportunity lost.
And that's what we're trying to stop.
All right. Well, I'm trying to stay on time here. I got Ayana here. I got Beth here. I got people lining up. Had some tech problems. We're going to get back. We're going to talk about the greater Baltimore. Say that again?
Chamber.
Yeah, I know. Greater Baltimore Chamber from Northwest Baltimore. Hey, I had great food at your event. That's all that matters. I'm having great food here. We're at Fadley's. We're doing it all for the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation, as well as Jiffy Lube MultiCare. I'm giving Maryland Lottery scratch-offs away. I'll be doing that all week long. We're going to be at Costas on Tuesday, going to be Coco's Wednesday, Thursday at State Fair, Friday up at Pappas, and it's a cup of Super Bowl. Come on down, support the Maryland Food Bank. Bring us canned goods, bring us dry stuff, bring us lasagna from Wise Markets, and we'll make sure that you get a cup of soup or bowl. I am Nestor. We're back for more from Fadley's in Lexington Market. I'll get my tech order right after this.